everyone. Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. Faith is such a powerful thing, but faith is even more powerful when it's tested, when we have experiences that cause us to defend or to demonstrate our faith. It's then that our faith grows. Along the way, there may be times even those closest to you that may plant doubting thoughts about your beliefs in your head. But it's important that you stay firm to what you know to be true and to not let yourself be wavered or influenced by others' doubts. Make sure to keep listening to today's show.
Hello, you're tuning into Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is... Sorry, all right.
Okay.
Hey, guys, welcome back.
So this is...
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Well, he helps us with every step of the way. Your daily dose
of inspiration.
Your daily dose of inspiration. You're listening to...
Mormon Channel Daily. The other day, I was watching this video on my phone of this professional athlete, and he'd grown up in a less than ideal situation, and with his hard work and determination, he was able to reach his goals and become a professional athlete. And during this live interview on TV, he began to talk about God and how he believed that we were all children of God, and he thanked God for his accomplishments. But as the interview went on and as he started talking about God and how thankful he was, the cameras cut him off and cut out the interview and panned it back to the news anchor. They didn't let him finish expressing himself or finish his acknowledgement simply because he was mentioning God. And I started thinking how sad it is that we live in a society that almost wants us to keep our faith and our beliefs inside. And how sad it is when others try to belittle your beliefs or make you doubt what you know in your heart to be true. I've read several stories about early church members who, because of someone else's influence, and sometimes someone in their own family, left their faith and missed out on the blessings of having the gospel in their lives. And one story in particular that I read was a story that was shared during a Sunday school class. And it's the story of a man named Thomas Marsh. And you can read his story on LDS.org in the church history section. You can look it up. But Thomas Marsh and his wife joined the church in the early days of the church. They were very faithful people and they served within their congregations. He served as a missionary. But on one occasion, there was an incident where Thomas's wife, Elizabeth, and another woman named in the story Lucinda Harris. The women had agreed that they would exchange milk from their cows in order to make cheese. But against their agreement, Elizabeth, the wife of Thomas Marsh, allegedly kept the cream strippings, which is the richer part of the milk. It rises to the top. So she kept it before sending the rest of the milk back to the other woman, Lucinda. What happened was this incident was taken to a high council, and they sided with Lucinda Harris. And so that caused a lot of hurt feelings and anger. Obviously, the wife was upset, and that caused a lot of ill feelings with Thomas Marsh as well. And because of this incident, they decided that they were going to leave their faith, that they were going to leave the church. Marsh's bitter feelings towards the church kept him away for 20 years. He had allowed those around him, as well as, unfortunately, his wife, to influence such an eternal decision, and it caused him a lot of pain in the long run. And after 20 years of distancing himself, he was left. His wife had passed away by that time, and he'd become very ill, and he realized that he'd made a mistake, and with a humble heart came back to join the saints and asked for their forgiveness. Even though the story does have a happy ending and he did return back to the church, it still pained me to read that because of such a silly issue, this man, in order to defend his wife's reputation and dignity, made a choice that in the end caused him a lot of regret and sadness. He always knew in his heart that what he believed was true and that the church was true, but because of pride and influence, he made a wrong choice that ultimately cost him a lot. Now, I want to turn that around to us here in modern day. Do we let others influence our faith? And how firm and secure is our foundation and our knowledge? If our faith is not set firmly, it'll be a lot easier for others to come and knock it down. It can happen when we choose to follow the words of others instead of following what our heart says or what God says. It can happen when we allow ourselves to be offended by others and their words. That's why it's important that we develop a strong conviction and find out for ourselves if what we're being taught is true. Because if it is, then nothing else really matters. I think especially as a teenager, when you're trying to figure things out for yourself, it's easier to get influenced by friends. It's easier to get influenced by media. We live in a world that is becoming less and less godly. And it's during these crucial years, during your youth, that we see people start to leave their faith. And as I've talked to several of my friends, I've heard a lot of them say it wasn't because they didn't feel like it was true or right, but because the influence of the outside world was just more powerful in their life at that time. Guys, don't let anyone weaken your beliefs. Don't let other people's doubts or insecurities reflect or project on you. You do your part. It's okay if you have questions, but ask them. Look for answers. Ponder. Pray. Do your part to figure it out. Don't let others tell you what the right answer is. Find the right answer for yourself. President Thomas S. Monson gives us some words of wisdom on how exactly we can build a strong foundation for ourselves. And he does this in three steps. The first one is to fortify your foundation through prayer. Pray with sincerity and with meaning. God wants you to pray and talk to him. As we pray, we're reminded that we are his children, that he is our father, and we can go to him whenever we need him. It's the same with family members. We need to have open communication, or with a spouse. You need to have good communication established so that you can have a strong, meaningful relationship. And it works the same way with our Heavenly Father. We need to constantly communicate with him, let him know what's going on, and have him communicate back with us as well so we can establish a strong foundation and have that relationship. The second step that President Monson advises us to do is scripture study. It's not just about reading the scriptures, but about meditating on them. What does that mean? How does it apply to me? It's not just about reading the scriptures, but about meditating on them, about asking us, you know, what does this mean? What is this scripture saying? How does it apply to me in my life? The scriptures give us examples of how we should live our lives, and as we give them time every day, they will help secure that foundation that we need. I think personally for me, when I began reading the New Testament, is then that I really felt I was starting to know who Jesus Christ was. I read about how he behaved, how he spoke, how he responded to those who didn't like him. And it really let me get a sense of the kind of person that Christ was. How are we supposed to know who God is or who Christ is if we don't get to know them, or if we don't read about them and learn who they are? And the last and final step is service. And I want to share a quote that President Monson said about service. Along your pathway of life, you will observe that you are not the only traveler. There are others who need your help. There are feet to steady, hands to grasp, minds to encourage, hearts to inspire, and souls to save. When we focus on loving others and helping them, it will help us come closer to God and strengthen our faith as well. It's important that each of us can develop a strong conviction of our beliefs and our morals. There will always be others that will try to knock them down or try to make us doubt ourselves. But if we follow the steps like prayer and scripture study and serving others, we'll feel that added measure of strength that comes, and we'll be ready when those bad influences come. Don't let others define your eternity for you. Find the answers for yourself and have God help you along the way. Thank you guys for listening today. Make sure you listen tomorrow as I share the quote of the day along with some insights. And you can also check out our other podcasts, videos, and the blogs that we have here on MormonChannel.org.